University sweatshop licensing rules are in flux across the country because foreign-made clothing import quotas expired this year. That gives companies that make university logo clothing an incentive to move to countries like China and Vietnam, where labor laws are laxer and wages are lower.
If there was a huge amount coming from China, then we would know that some of this cutting and running had occurred.
Charlotte Frascona is a member of the university's labor licensing committee. Members wanted a letter from Chancellor John Wiley to demand that companies disclose how much of the clothing they sold to the university was coming from such countries. But she says the chancellor chose to write a different kind of letter.
Our letter said, you know, we want to know that you're not doing this. And John Wiley's letter says, we recognize that you have to make business judgments and we hope that you will avoid doing this.
Chancellor Wiley's spokesperson, Lamar Billups, says that's a misrepresentation.
We're opposed to worker abuses in sweatshop conditions around the world, and in particular in those factories where products are being made with our name and logo on them.
Billups says the chancellor rejected the committee's approach as too prescriptive, and he defends the chancellor's letter. Quoting from it, he says it makes it clear the university will cancel licenses with companies that use factories that don't pay a living wage or prevent workers from organizing unions.
You're obligated under those circumstances to do as much as you can to come into compliance with the code. If you do not come into compliance with the code, we will revoke or suspend your license. Now, I don't know how more direct you could be with the licensees than to say that.
The national watchdog group the university works with to monitor sweatshop labor is encouraging college officials across the country to demand more information on where their clothing is being made. But a spokesperson for the Workers' Rights Consortium says its policy is to allow universities to establish their own rules for enforcing codes of conduct. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.